You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now here's another
break
thing.
It down. Break it down.
I'm not doing it.
Morning, Petey.
Stave off the Alzheimer's. You're supposed to treat your hearing loss.
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I still get so mad those damn freaking commercials.
How is that supposed to help your dementia?
Yeah.
I'm not following that.
Yeah, I would think tuning out people might help you stay moving on.
You can concentrate more on what's happening in your head.
Yeah. Maybe maybe the voice in your head get too loud.
They do. Yeah. I mean, they might.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, I'm making new.
So, yeah, it might help. Well, you know, the constant, maybe the hearing thing. You need to pay attention to something.
Yeah, if you really have to pay attention, though, I don't know.
Your brain's engaged.
Yeah. Well, here's what they
shaving
say.
Shaving off the
although there
Alzheimer's
isn't proof
last night.
That hearing loss causes cognitive decline. Studies show that those who suffer from it will have a higher rate of dementia eventually.
How bad of hearing loss, though? Because, you know, we're still fine compared to, like, old people that can't hear anything.
Oh, no, you ask my wife.
Or the Marley Matlins of the world.
You know. I'm deaf.
Well, we tune out people that we don't want to hear sometimes. Not
that really shouldn't be. I don't think those two go together
Well, I didn't mean
we're
going to
say that
wife.
Out loud anyway.
I shouldn't have said
Holy
it out loud.
Cow.
I shouldn't have said it out loud. I don't mean you turn out your wife, but sometimes we all guys have selective hearing because we are concentrating on one thing.
Yeah.
And I did that when I was 20. I do that now. I concentrate on one thing. If you ask me something, I'm not paying attention to you because I'm looking at something else.
Yeah, and if there's noise coming out of the TV downstairs,
right.
Noise coming out of the TV upstairs, and then she says something, that noise all blends together.
Right.
I don't pick out what she says.
Charlie Brown's teacher.
I say what, it aggravates her.
Yeah, the TV's on, the neighbor's mowing the yard, and she's three rooms away. Well, you're deaf. No, there's just a lot of noise.
That happens to all of us, right. Obviously. We're all bitching right here.
And I think, yeah.
Happens to all of us and every
you
guy.
You know I'm
ever.
Deaf. Come closer to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you want me to hear and you know I'm deaf, come over here.
Break out the horn and put it in my ear. Talk into my good horn.
But I'm not falling for that again.
Yeah. What?
I'm not falling for that again.
Or a microphone. It's a microphone.
To you guys. Because she has a higher voice, and I think it might be a frequency response thing.
Right. Yeah, I believe
you
that.
You can't hear the dog in the house.
Right. You can't hear the higher pitches.
Yeah.
You've lost that.
I don't think she's going to buy that. I think mainly it's because of we're paying attention to something else.
Yeah, I'm not fat, so I got that going for me. I'm not skinny, but I got that going for me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, earlier off there, you said you move, you do exercise.
Yeah, keep moving.
Yeah, the cigarettes, man, quit those. I know it's easier said than done, but you know, we have a lot of guys who have quit that we know.
Socialize, yeah. I'll get out of town every once in a while. Yeah. Try to socialize. Yeah.
It's so funny, you got to get out of town.
I know.
I was going to say, you know there are other people in this town.
We don't live in a there isn't four people living in this town. It's a pretty good-sized city. You could actually meet people here.
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of friends. And,
didn't you socialize over the weekend?
We hung out.
All right.
Yeah. You socialized over the weekend.
Yeah, there were six, eight people.
All right.
At somebody else's house.
There you go.
And I hung out.
Look at you.
Wow.
That's about 5 to 7.
You put on your socializing jeans?
Yeah, did you put jeans on?
I had pants with a button and a zipper.
Oh,
oh my God.
Dang. Wow.
That's crazy talk.
That'll stave off the dementia there.
That's right.
You know where I am a regular? Is at the airport bar.
Yeah.
I will be recognized at the airport bar when I go there on Friday.
Sometimes just pining to leave.
Tell Amy hi.
You going somewhere? No, I just want to.
But they tell you,
it's
part
here.
Of the reason dementia kicks in is because you worry too much about getting dementia. That's what it sounds like you are. Why do you think you have dementia? You've been forgetting things since I've known you.
Have I?
Yes.
See, I forgot that.
26 years ago, I met you, and I would say stuff to you, and you would just, what'd you say? You know.
Don't write that off. I think it's getting serious then, if it's been going on that long.
No, I think it's been steady.
It hasn't gotten worse.
No, I don't think, I guarantee you it's not gotten worse. And I have a longer relationship than you, than anybody that you know, except for your parents, except for your dad and your kid. No, I've been around longer than your kids. Except for Ryan, and he likes the Cubs, so screw him.
A few college fights.
And that other guy, what?
And a few college buddies.
Yeah, obviously. That's about it. But I've been with you every day for 26 years.
So you're saying I'm having an equal number of brain farts
as I did back in our little mountain radio station in Pennsylvania. Yes.
Okay. Well,
when you and I were young pups.
Yeah, I'm knocking on 20 years looking at you every day, Todd, and yeah. I don't think there's been a decline either. You know, I think it's been...
It's not going back up.
No, it's not good, but it's not getting any worse.
Coffee. Drink coffee.
Good for you, right? Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, we do that.
I've been doing that. Sleep, well, that's a whole different deal. Mm-mm. I stayed up late.
We can't do much about that. Take a lot of naps.
Watching baseball last night. I lasted till the 11th inning.
And I only made it to the 8th.
Oh, here's another good thing for the Alzheimer's Club. Join a laughter club. And that's basically...
That's what we do for a living.
Every morning.
We are in a laughter club.
5 days a week.
If that doesn't stave it off,
I got a laughter club. Right. I get to hang around a bunch of funny guys.
Don't even have to pay dues.
No.
Where the hell do normal people go for that? What's a laughter club?
Right here,
baby. You have to have fun at work, you know?
This is it.
I guess, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, if you didn't
do this... We're part of that. I had a real nice long email this morning from a guy that I love this story. He actually came across our show accidentally when he was 14.
Yeah.
Because that's how they pimp the show. You got the email there?
Let me see if I can find
it. It's a good email. I like that. That'll make you feel good. That'll make you feel good. And plus, the Cubs lost.
Yeah. That is a good thing.
I want to thank you for y'all for doing what you do. I started listening to you guys on my radio by accident by catching the third shift replay. We do that at headquarters when I was 14.
That means you must have been in his room like the old days.
Right.
Just have the radio underneath the covers.
Been listening to you for 10-plus years now, 25 now. I do it like a millennial. I catch the podcast and some.
TNTRadioEmpire.com, yeah. Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio.
I'm no longer in the area. My mom passed away a few days ago. My family and myself are having a difficult time. You guys make me laugh and feel better when I pull you up on the podcast feed. You make me feel normal in this stuff that we're going through. Thank you for what you do.
How about this, though? I'm sure the weed you use has nothing to do with your memory loss. That's a good point. It does affect memory.
Of course it doesn't. It's got nothing to do...
Pot does affect memory.
With nothing.
Yeah, short term or long term, whatever. In the short term, you forget about the long term. If you smoke too much weed. Even though there's a lot of good things about weed, that does affect your memory.
Only short term.
Still, though.
From what I understand.
I understand that. All right, Craig.
What are we doing?
I'm in trouble. If weed affects memory, I'm like a lion tamer in here. Over here, over here, over here. Pete even drifted for a second. Hell, Nick Allen's coming in. He ain't any help.
Herding cats.
Herding cats. Herding stoned cats.
Puss has done that.
Yeah. Yep. And Tyler was a cat that night.
I was a cat that night. Yes.
Sometimes you're the herder, sometimes you're the cat.
Right.
Today is National Boyfriend Day.
Oh.
Make your boyfriend feel appreciated. Do something that they want.
So, Tom.
Maybe go to a movie that they want to go to.
That they want to go to.
Maybe let him pick the dinner spot.
Why is it National Boyfriend Day on a Wednesday? We don't even get a weekend if you're a boyfriend?
Well, not this year. Maybe here in two, 3 years, it'll be on
the
weekend.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's probably not the first Wednesday of October.
No. Might be.
Maybe go to that sporting event you never want to go to with your boyfriend, or don't ruin it for him and let him go with his friends.
I'll say the same thing. Do not ruin it for him, but let him go with his friends. I agree with that 100%.
I guess I just needed to add that.
I liked it. No, it was written down. I saw it.
You are a good upside-down reader.
Yes, I am. Don't ruin it for him.
It sounds like
you go with his friends.
You're describing a heterosexual relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
Yeah, but it's boyfriend either way.
Right, because I'm sure there are a couple of boyfriends who went to the Cubs game last night.
That's right.
It is that time of year for everyone to get ready for the yearly release of Pappy Van Winkle Bourbon.
Mm. It's that expensive stuff, right?
Yes, it is.
How much does it cost? And what's it? Is it good stuff, Petey? Have you tasted that?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, it's a big deal.
I've not had it, but I've heard of it, and it's like one of those you just can't get.
Yeah, you cannot get it.
It's limited edition.
Yeah.
They release about 7,000 cases a year.
Sounds like we should be able to get it.
Right. Some 84,000 bottles each year. And bourbon lovers have been known to camp out at stores hoping to get it. A couple of days ago, the company told wholesalers how many bottles they will get. From there, the wholesalers determine which retailers get that inventory and distribute the bottles.
So it's the sneaker freaks of bourbon, basically.
See, but camping out in that instance makes sense because they only make a limited number of bottles.
They still make sneakers and iPhones, right?
It's gone.
Right. They will make more sneakers. That movie will be shown at a different time. They will make new phones.
I'm not camping out for anything. Yeah. I really don't. I don't think I'm camping out for anything.
No, I don't know if I'm that enthused about bourbon.
I like bourbon, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, this is the deal.
I'm not caring about alcohol.
The craze started back in 1996 when the Beverage Testing Institute rated the 20-year Pappy Van Winkle a 99 out of 100, the highest rating for a whiskey ever given by the Institute. And so now there's waiting lists with retailers and rating lists here and lotteries there for people to be able to get their Pappy Van Winkle. If this is a thing for you, now is the time to start getting involved in the waiting list and the lotteries.
If Pappy Van Winkle makes more, it devalues the bottles, right?
I guess.
So how much is it per bottle?
$18 million.
That's a lot.
Man. No, I think it's like $19.99.
Is it really?
Yeah, not the $20 you'd expect to pay.
I'm going to guess it's more than that.
Yeah. You're going to make money.
You're going to take the over?
Yeah. I will. I bet it's like an expensive tequila.
What's it cost, Puss?
Well, I'm looking at anything here from $100 to $2,500.
All right. Also, there's different batches.
Oh, yeah. Like $99.99 for a Pappy Van Winkle Family Reserve Rye Whiskey. This is for a bottle.
Is this on Amazon now?
No, this is just a Google search here.
Okay. Sometimes on Amazon, guys will throw something up there that they think is in demand and really try to gouge you.
Try to sell it to you person to person, you mean?
Yeah.
And I'm sure this is vintage stuff.
Yeah,
you know, it
2,500 a bottle. Right.
Well, if it starts out as like this one here is a 23-year bourbon whiskey, but that was when it was released. If somebody's been holding on to that bottle for another 10 years.
Right, it's a 33-year-old.
Yeah, and then the value of it, I'm sure, goes up.
Right. What?
Just mix it with some Coke.
Sure.
Piss somebody off that gives it to you.
Doesn't the age refer to how long it was in a barrel?
Yeah.
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 Today is National Custodial Workers Recognition Day.
Nation. Right. Recognition.
Say hi to the janitor.
Recognize
Say hi to the
your
janitor.
Custodial worker.
That's right.
Before he teaches you karate.
That's
Do
right.
not confuse the custodial worker with the janitor.
And he knows stuff.
Or the spirit with the ghost.
The guy knows stuff. The guy in the
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club knew stuff. He told him that.
He knows what goes on there. Mm-hmm.
And we are celebrating National I'm Just Me Because Month.
That's Craig's favorite.
Wow, that's way too early in the month to announce that one.
But Craig just wants to be me. Accept who you are, that kind of thing?
I don't know.
I'm just me.
Just do it.
Okay. I'll do it. I'm just me.
I'm Just Me Because Month.
All right. I'll revel in that today.
Do that.
Because.
Yeah.
Focuses on promoting individual development, creating environments that break down stereotypes, and having pop-ups right in the middle of what you're reading.
Oh, good.
Embracing who we really are. Recognize diversity. Move beyond simple tolerance to celebrate humanity.
Well, that makes all sense. I don't like the title of it, though.
A little altruistic.
Yeah.
Express your individuality.
You got to like different people. If you're different than you, you don't like them. I see that every day on Facebook. If they're different, I don't like them.
Well, yeah.
Just look at them.
I understand.
The third leading cause of workplace death.
Suicide.
OD.
Number one is falls to a lower level. Apparently, number two is roadway collisions with other vehicles.
Because you can't fall too high.
That's just going to work and back. They count that as...
Or it could be people who are on the road as part of their job.
Got it. Okay.
But it could be to and fro
as
well.
Truck drivers and delivery people. I get it, yeah.
Could be to and fro as well.
All right.
The third leading cause of workplace death after that...
Was I right?
Is what?
Overdose.
Homicide.
Oh. Okay.
That's got to be only in this country that we're third on that. Well, it's got to be. I'm not, you know.
In this country, if you're talking shootings.
That's homicide.
But there's other ways to kill people. I'm just saying in other countries, they may just do it differently.
I still think this, we got to be.
No, this is more than just shootings. This is just killing folk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying
shooting drives up that number big. Yeah.
Sure.
If you murder 30 people at your workplace, that's 30 homicides.
Yeah.
Right.
And it is apparently thanks to love triangles and disgruntled coworkers.
That happens a lot. That's when there's one or two people die, right?
Going postal.
Yeah.
And fraud. Where you're doing something bad, somebody finds out, and you got to kill them.
Right. You see that in a lot of movies.
That's called red collar crime.
That's called a Dateline episode.
Yeah, why is it called red collar crime?
That's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, it's always a partner who's pissed off at somebody in some business, and they kill them. That happens, yeah. That is Dateline.
No, that was the beginning of Ozark, you know? They're laundering money for the wrong people found out. You got to die.
That's a killing.
Two traits are most correlated with white-collar violence, narcissism, and psychopathy.
In the morning.
And psychopathy, much more common than you would expect in the business world.
I don't, that doesn't really surprise me. Yeah. I've known some
I'd
psychos.
Say that's most of them. Yeah. Actually, I'd say it's most people.
Or some. It's not some. Most people.
No, most people are some form of sociopath or another. A lot more than you think.
More than I think, but still not most people.
Yeah, I think people have a stopping point to their psychopathy.
But I read the other day that there's an increasing number of, you know, heroin overdoses.
At work?
On the job. Mostly blue-collar jobs.
Guys showing up and all messed up anyway.
Well, you know.
Shoot up at work.
That's the first thing they do before they go to work is shoot up.
Right.
Well, and you got to get good for the day.
That's what we do.
Right.
But this isn't necessarily a blue-collar
And then game. Once in a while, your buddy will have some Narcan on him, so he'll save your ass.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can only do that so many times.
Right. You don't know when you're getting the... fentanyl.
Right.
Wait, the Narcan only works a few times?
Yep.
What's the number? Asking for a friend.
No, he may not always have it.
He might not always have it.
Oh, okay. I thought you could only use the Narcan a certain number of times.
No, he might not have it. You know, he might have used it up.
Right. You can only use it when you have it.
Right.
It may not be available.
You may remember that we have chatted about a gentleman named Andrew Wardle. Wardle.
Sounds familiar.
He is a man who was born without a penis and then got a bionic penis. He is now 45.
How long has he had that bionic penis?
We can rebuild him.
Well, it took a while to build it.
Sure.
And to make it functional, but he finally had sex for the first time.
And killed her. Because it's bionic.
And then a week later, collapsed and spent 5 days in a coma.
She did?
He did.
Because that's a bionic penis. How did this affect him?
Wardle underwent an intensive 10-hour operation.
Man. Was this because of the sex? Or was it because
we'll
of the bionic
get to that.
Penis?
No. Had nothing to do with his bionic penis.
That stuck to the
exactly.
Tape.
I heard it sticking to the tape.
Yeah, you could feel it.
If you have a bionic penis, ask your doctor if you're all right for sex.
Good point.
He originally had to undergo this intensive 10-hour operation to fit this $60,000, maybe $65,000 bionic penis, which he has described as, quote, ridiculously big. Andrew said he and his girlfriend.
Why can't we see a picture of it then?
And because he doesn't want you to.
It's a medical thing, no? You think that? I guarantee doctors have photos of his ridiculously large penis.
Yes, they do.
They got a picture.
It.
Well, that's medical information.
Can you give us the size of it?
I don't know.
Is this an Indian guy? I'm getting two different pictures here.
Andrew Wardle, W-A-R-D-L-E. That's the guy you're looking for.
One guy looks like he's Indian, and the other guy has a man bun. And
well, Andrew Wardle is from London.
He looks like the guy from Big Love.
Andrew said that he and his girlfriend are delighted with the results of his surgery.
Except for the coma thing.
She found him collapsed on the floor and took him to the hospital where he was unconscious for 5 days. They thought he had a neurovirus. Their biggest worry was that the damage had been caused by having sex, but it turned out it was just a gallbladder issue.
Also, nothing to do with his penis.
Right.
Good.
Nothing to do with sex.
Right.
Purely unrelated.
Does he feel it? Does he feel the pleasure?
Now that he's undergone surgery, he says he's excited for his future with Fedra, his girlfriend, including having children. He had to walk around with tumescence for 10 days and then had to wait 6 weeks before having sex. But now he says his life is back on track.
Did he get new balls, too?
I'm unfamiliar with the testicles.
That's stuck in there, too.
What about these nuts? Unfamiliar.
You want to be familiar?
No.
Well, maybe not, because they're...
Well, I don't know what was wrong with them. Was it the total package got knocked off?
They're thinking about having
kids. Oh, he had a rare birth defect.
Yeah. Okay.
He was born with testicles but no penis.
Right.
And
like our president.
And this...
No, he's got a...
Oh, he's got a knob.
One that looks like Toad.
Yeah, he's got a little knob.
And so he says his life is back on track.
Good for him.
And he's made a couple little knobs with that penis.
He gets to... He says he had to test out the function. He hits a button.
How do you go around... with tumescence for 10 days. You got to tape it down?
I guess it's not steam-powered, right?
Well, that may be that may be helmet up.
Or maybe you just take a few days off work and stay home.
It is helmet up. He's part of the club.
Yeah. And you skip the skinny jeans for that 10 days.
You're right. You're wearing Todd's yoga pants for 10 days.
Yep.
You're chubbing the whole time.
And your untucked shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.